Tired of struggling to boost your brand? Let me tell you, influencer marketing is the way to go. Say goodbye to outdated methods and hello to instant results with this game-changing tactic. Forget what you've heard about traditional branding. Influencer marketing is the secret weapon you need to take your brand to the next level. With just one simple change, you can revolutionize your approach and double your desired outcomes in no time. Don't fall into the trap of sticking to old ways. Join the 1% who know the secret to success in branding. It's time to shake up your routine and turn your brand story around with the power of influencer marketing.
Hey, everybody. My name is Trevor. Trevor Tomian, more specifically. You can find me everywhere, so there's no reason you can't know my last name. Bear with me with the audio while I tie my tie. To introduce myself, you should know that I'm always 5 minutes late, so let's not hit about that. This is my... one of my favorite knots. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a top five tie. It's probably a top 15 tie in my closet. I believe it was given to me by my stepmom or my mom. I forget. One of my moms, very fortunate to have more than one. I actually have more than two. Excuse me. But one of them gave me this tie and I was feeling this tie today, this morning, and I just haven't put it on yet. But here almost 5 o'clock Pacific time, I find myself here with you, which is awesome. And I also find myself with a blue and yellow theme, which was coincidental, but also happens to be my brand colors, which I didn't think about this morning when I picked the tie, but I did think about it when I put on the background. So it just sort of worked out. I'm going to move the audio. You're about to become removed for a moment. Here's my little Rode Procaster. It's a Rode Go 2. It's a wireless mic. It's not the greatest quality compared to like a plug-in mic, but I've had too many reliability issues with the other. So, with what I can afford, this is the best that we can get in some ways. And it's also, again, reliability means a lot. And the fact that it doesn't have to be plugged in is pretty awesome. So hopefully that audio comes through all right for you. You're about to be on my tie. Hopefully you can see this guy. It's, I think they're technically like sailboats, but it's a bit of a Rorschach test. I've gotten told that they are tacos. I've gotten told they are banana peppers. I think that's probably what I said. They also look a bit like bananas. They look like a lot of things, but I think they're sailboats in terms of what the intent was, but you can call it whatever you want. So yeah, I'm Trevor. I'm 5 minutes late always. In this case, I think I'm an hour or 3 and 5 minutes late today to this segment. It will normally air live. So this is recorded, and partly because I forgot to hit the live button, but that's okay with me. So normally this is going to be live on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1:15, 1:30. We'll go for about 20 minutes. We'll go somewhere in that range whenever I'm feeling the spirit to jump on, but it'll be somewhere between 1 and 1:30 that we hop on. And what this show is really intended to be is a way for me to reintroduce where my at a couple of times a week, 3 times a week to be exact. It is a bit self-aggrandizing, so I'm here to tell you that I'm aware of that. And also, I recognize that I have so many ideas at times that the people around me, the people who are closest with me, rarely can keep up because I just have so many things going through my head sometimes, and I have so many projects moving at once or that I'm attempting to fire up at once. So I thought, Trevor, let's get on the live interwebs. Let's give folks an afternoon update on where Trevor's head is at. It'll be a chance for you to hear potentially on things that you can get involved in early and often as associated with my companies and my organizations and my partners, my business partners, my vendors, all the people that I work with to make this thing that is the circus that I'm creating. That's why I call our morning live show the circus, because there's a lot going on. This will be a place for some hot takes, some reflection on how the day is going. And it's also, I think, going to be a really cool opportunity to share with you any updates that I have related to thought processes after our live show. So we occasionally have guests, and those guests will prompt new thoughts. And I would love a chance to reflect openly with them, openly with you, about where my head is at. I also have new ideas every day, almost every day, and definitely every other day. So I think it's going to be a cool place for us to go through that and for me to reintroduce, because I grow every day and I grow every couple days and I grow every moment. And I'm really fortunate to be able to say that because it's the truth. Today, we're going to start at the very beginning. This is a 20-minute segment. I will not go over that. I will cut myself off a hard stop at about 18 so we can just sort of tie everything in a bow as best we can. So I will talk fast. And I'm also looking to find some playback ability so you can slow things down. It's actually something pretty important to me. So I'll let you know if I find that, because I am going to blast through, especially today. We're going to be cranking through. So to reintroduce myself, let's start with episode one, introducing myself. Again, my name is Trevor. I'm the founder of Common Leaders LLC. That is what oversees all of what I do, is the corporation, the corporate wing. And the reason for that is because it provides some legal protection. It also sounds cool to say that you have an LLC. I'm also going AC free today because it's a little warm and I'm trying to save a little electricity. So I'm going to wipe my head a little here and there so you don't have to stare at my sweat. In addition to Common Leaders LLC, I also have founded a couple of other companies, with the main one being Neumospect Media. Neumospect Media is an underling to the LLC that is Common Leaders. So everything falls under that umbrella right now. And Neumospect is what I would call our media development wing. And in addition to it being a wing under Common Leaders, it also overarches Common Leaders because it houses our content. So Common Leaders creates content, and Neumospect Media helps produce, design, and deliver, distribute those things. And Neumospect also does those things for other people, which we'll talk more about different days. Whereas Common Leaders is a producer of content. When on the content wing, Common Leaders is a much more tangible product and tangible service. It's a consulting business at its simplest. Consulting in the sense that I have experience as a business consultant, a little bit. I'm not an expert, but I did have great mentors. You'll hear me say that a lot. I had really great training. I had really great exposure. I am fortunate, I think, to have a very active mind, and it helps me process things rather quickly. Sometimes not as quick as a lot of other people, but it does help me move quickly. And I now have ADHD meds to help me put it all together, which is great. And I help hire, I help people get hired. I really enjoy the hiring process from all the angles, especially for small and medium-sized organizations, as well as startups. When it comes to the hiring side, I love doing that. I'm gonna help you hire good if you need help. I enjoy doing that. I love creating culture and creating teams. And that leads me to what happens once we're in the organization, is talk about what you might be trying to break through and do, how you're trying to grow your organization, how you're trying to grow your people, how you're trying to maintain. Those are areas that I love to play. I have a background in profiling, which leads me, actually, I'm supposed to be sharing my screen because I have a whole bunch of cues up. So let's share a screen so you don't have to stare at me for this whole time. Let's see if we can get that up. And I'm going to run through a few different things in order to help kind of, let's see how we want to organize this. That's trash. That's no good. Do we want that? Nah, that's no good. We're going to have to make me small, which is even better. So let me get those captions off there as we learn together. Nah, we're not learning together. I was just a hair unprepared. I'm not even going to talk about it. We're going to get down here and we're going to take off the little ticker because nobody cares about tickers and they're super distracting anyways. This may be a stream of consciousness show on occasion. So welcome to that. Why can't I get rid of the ticker? I have a little trouble finding which ticker to hide because there's so many in here. It's a bit of an organization problem. It's really not. It's Restream. And if Restream took into account that people probably have a lot going on sometimes, that would reduce that. But anyways, here we are. This is my screen. Hopefully you don't see anything you're not supposed to see because I really don't have too much to hide. But we are going to go through a bunch of tabs, as you can see, which is why I'm supposed to be on a time limit moving quickly. So the first place I'm supposed to take you is not Bartell, but I'm going to take you to Bartell for a half a second. This is where I learned a lot about profiling. Again, I'm not an expert and I do not want to claim that I am. I don't have credentialing in profiling other than what they taught me. So I didn't go to college for human behavior. I took some psych classes. I took some organizational psych classes, I took some business classes, but I didn't take like really deep psychology classes. What I know is primarily from what I was trained in when I worked at Bartell. I took all the courses they offered while I was there. So I am credentialed, but I am credentialed through Bartell and Bartell. And I feel very competent in where I play. I'm, again, not the foremost experts in what they do. They are, but I do have some skill there. And Bartel does a lot of organizational leadership is what they call it. They also, I don't know if they still use the term, they do a lot of organizational diagnostics. So being able to assess the health of a team or an organization or a group of people, even an individual level, they can help diagnose someone or a group of someone's relationship to leadership based on a series of behavioral assessments. It's very cool. And what they do is truly amazing in many ways. So when I talk about where I'm credentialed from, it's to lend a little bit of credence to where I'm from and why maybe it's worth having a conversation with me. I don't expect that you would think that I'm anything more than my training. And that is where my training is. So I love to shout people out. We'll start with Bartel. This is my LinkedIn page because when introducing myself, one of the places I go to credential people when I'm looking to see what someone's background is from a professional standpoint, LinkedIn is where I go. I love LinkedIn. While it is not perfect, it is extremely effective in getting a baseline for someone and how they operate. If someone claims to be a business owner or a digital entrepreneur or somebody who can make you $10,000 in 10 weeks, go to their LinkedIn. If they don't have a LinkedIn, it's a big red flag for me. And if their LinkedIn isn't up to date, it's a big red flag for me. Because in the digital marketplace, LinkedIn is an equalizer for me a lot of times. I want to see what your background is, what your education is in. It's not just about education, it's about experience. You know, it's where do you find your philosophies from? That is what I'm looking for when I go to LinkedIn. And it's how I've tried to build my own LinkedIn is around some grounding of who I am and where I come from. So I start with LinkedIn to say, if you don't have one, get one. Facebook. Oh, yeah. So in terms of the next stop or the first stop in the journey of reintroducing myself in the next 8 minutes, Tommian's Farm Market is a close relation to Tommian Farms, which is where I'm from. This was my parents' farm market. It is no longer open, but the farm is still operating. I grew up part-time on a family farm. My parents were divorced. So when I was with my dad, I was on the farm. And I'm very fortunate to have that upbringing. We grew strawberries and pumpkins and potatoes and tomatoes and peppers and all the things. And it was all housed under my grandpa's roof for most of my life. So I'm very close with my cousins, my aunts and my uncles. And we had a big family, have a big family. And I'm very fortunate to have grown up where I did and how I did on the farm. But that is where I started in a lot of ways when you talk about my work world. So I watched my family treat customers well. So that was my introduction to customer service, was answering phones at a young age. Hello, thank you for calling Tommian's. Strawberries aren't ready yet. my next big landing spots after college, really my first landing spot after college, was at Workforce Development in Yates County, back where I grew up. And I worked in the welfare to work system at Workforce Development. And my role there was to help design program. Actually, that's not what I was supposed to do. What I was supposed to do is help provide people support and instruction on how to go from being on the welfare system, on the government support system, to becoming gainfully employed so that they wouldn't need those services in the long run. That was my primary objective. How I did that was I connected with people. I rebuilt some programmatic things. I did a lot of handouts, a lot of resources, a lot of engagement, a lot of interaction. It is generally my style. And my style really started to take shape at Workforce Development. And that's why it's relevant. I don't know what this thing on top is. It looks like it's some sort of thing that's irrelevant. I realize it could be a bit of a trigger, pun intended, but Workforce Development was an amazing experience. From Workforce Development, I ended up at Bartel as a, originally my title was a really $10 word. It was organizational leadership and, no, it was leadership development, organizational diagnostic specialist. That's the one. In short, I was a consultant. I did some diagnostic work, as I've talked about, with assessments and with debriefing on assessments. And I'd love to talk to you about what that was. It was a really wonderful world to dive into. We also, as I mentioned, did actual business strategy and consulting around where a business is going and how to create vision and how to build leaders within your organizations at a one-on-one level, but also at a group level. I was extremely fortunate to work alongside some really seasoned experts in that field. Milestone, next stop. There, I was the director of operations for 3.5-ish years. It was, from a career standpoint, from a fulfillment standpoint, in the moment, it was the most fulfilling career choice that I have ever had the opportunity to inhabit. I would say equally grateful for all of my experiences because they led me there. But in terms of how much I enjoyed what I got to do and kind of feeling like I lived in a dream sometimes, that was my time at Milestone. The owner of the company trusted me a lot. I trusted her a lot. It was a phenomenal experience. I joined when it was a startup and I left when it was a full-grown infant. It was really cool. And they've only grown since then. And I couldn't be more proud of all of what we accomplished and what they continue to accomplish at Milestone. The next stop was Common Leaders. And here we are. Is my company. It is a business consulting company, not in the same way that Bartell is. However, I would like to think that I stole or borrowed a few principles from them. Nothing stealing wise. I really hope to partner with them because I think very highly of them at Bartell, and their methodology and the technology they use is truly outstanding. But Common Leaders was my dip into the leadership world. You'll see with the word common, I took a bit of a different approach. I think that a lot of leadership development, and this is not aimed at Bartell because I don't think they operated this way. They had systems to treat everyone very well, and they had systems to serve everyone. But in terms of popular leadership development, a lot of it is a bit pretentious, in my opinion. And a lot of it you don't get exposed to until you get to higher education. And I think that's bullcrap. So that's why Common Leaders is, I want to create a place where all of us and all of you and anyone can access leadership material. And that was not ironically probably founded from my college experience studying creativity. And we talked a lot about how creativity is something we're all born with. It's something we have inside of us. And I think the ability to be a great leader or to be a leader is another thing that we are given and that we have, especially in the world of digital media. It's so accessible to have a positive influence on the world. That is why I went with Common Leaders. We have a really bold mission at Common Leaders that I'll continue to get into. I love Common Leaders. It is who I am at my core. And I really couldn't be a whole lot more proud of the core we've kept. It needs to grow a lot more to continue to have the influence that I'd like it to have and the impact that I'd like it to have. And we are starting here today with it again. The first season of the Common Leaders podcast was super fun, so please check it out. In fact, let's just skip to that. Common Leaders podcast is hosted by Buzzsprout. These are all the places you can listen to the Common Leaders podcast. And when I say podcast, what I mean is the audio only. So that is podcasting. It is audio only. So all of these places carry carry audio only podcasting, including my Common Leaders account. I think I have like maybe 18 or 20 episodes total up there. There will be more added, including this one. So please check out both Buzzsprout and our Common Leaders podcast. There's a couple of episodes I'm really partial to. I hope you check them out and find a couple that you're partial to. Be a great honor. I'll also drop my affiliate link in the comments and the notes of this, because Buzzsprout is the best, period. They're the best at distributing your content at a very reasonable cost. So if you've ever considered getting into podcasting or you are into podcasting, go to Buzzsprout's YouTube and learn from them, and then go to Buzzsprout's website and sign up with them. If you're interested in doing that, it would mean the world to me if you could throw me a $25 gift certificate by using my affiliate link. That's what it equals for me, but I'm not going to be hurt if you don't. The most important thing is use Buzzsprout. I'm coming up on time and I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to end at NumoSpect about where I am. And then all these other tabs are truly just where you can find me. So NumoSpect.com is the other part of my website. We saw commonleaders.com. NumoSpect.com is the media wing that I mentioned earlier. NumoSpect also has an app. Now, I'm not confirmed it's on Google Play yet because I need to check with them. It is on iOS. I think it's on Google Play also. So download the NumoSpect app and check it out. There's going to be a lot of content coming into the NumoSpect app in the coming days and weeks and years. It's going to get big and it's going to get wild and it's going to be super fun. NumoSpect.com is inspired by Access, which was the Common Leaders piece. So Common Leaders wants to give access to an inspirational leader that we can all connect to, whether that's because they look like us or sound like us or come from the same place as us or have a similar vision to us or a similar background to us. We are going to break, in a way, break people down a little bit to say, here is a leader who you might relate to. What is it that you think you need to help you relate? So go down through the list of filters and say, I'm looking for a leader who is fill in the blank here. And hopefully I can present to you, we can present to you and facilitate a conversation where you can relate to a person who can inspire you a little bit at a time. Not Tony Robbins style necessarily, but more so in a graspable, doable way. Pneumospect is the distribution wing of that mission. And we host creators as well there. That being said, I'm at 1945. It has been a great first episode of me talking to myself. I hope you'll join me next week as I reintroduce myself with all the new things on my mind. And I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for being here.